Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here too. And we have Jamie from Season Sport Fishing talking fishing on his Parker boats, which is just fantastic. And a lot to talk about, a lot of fishing to talk about. But in the meantime, time to catch about talk about catch reports.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. It's time to find out what's biting out there. Catch report today, sponsored in part by our fishdope.com report, should be sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all of the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Check Dana Landing. They're right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. Pete, you mentioned, you know, stopping into Dana if you're to ECBT, rather, if you're going to go out to Lake Barrett. Not only did I do that and have the guy set me up with it, but they are also offering electric trolling motor, battery, and motor rentals.
Oh,
so if you're going
okay.
out to Barrett, I highly, highly recommend. Having a trolling motor is a huge advantage of being out there just because
yes.
you're not at the mercy of the wind, on and off the bank, that kind of thing. So I would highly recommend if you got tickets for this round or going the next and you don't own a trolling motor, go see the boys out at ECBT to rent a motor and battery before you
Makes
go.
Makes a huge difference,
no doubt
about it.
Hey, well, let's start off our fishdope.com report with our fishdope.com reporter. That's Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line right now. Good morning, Mark.
Hey. Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Jamie. Pete, you gave us a little start with all this excitement here this week.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, you know, believe me, it was a surprise to us. It was a total blindside on the whole deal. But, you know, the good news is I am so overwhelmed and impressed of how many people are listening to us on our stream and our app right now, Mark. It's the phones are packed. It's like a normal day. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, thank you for all the support for all our listeners and switching over. And I think the positive side of this whole thing is it's going to really get people on our app and realize how great that Let's Talk Hookup app is. And you don't need a radio station.
There you go.
Yeah, that's for sure. We had a bunch of people coming in with like, oh, my God, what's happening? What am I going to do? So.
Well,
anyway,
we're thrilled to still be here, and we're going to continue to be here. Right, Mark?
Yeah. Change is good, buddy. Change is good. Anyway, but just want to look like we're going to catch a little break here. With this weather, guess what, guys? Man, we got blasted big time again this week. Tuesday night, that was like world class for sure. It gusted 40 to 60 just about everywhere. But the big winner, my favorite little island, Santa Barbara Island, 74, gusting to 74 there. That's unbelievable. I think that's a record. But needless to say, the conditions took a hit just about everywhere. But it is laying down and bouncing back, and there's pretty good coverage here again today. So we'll see what's around, and hopefully
Holy
it didn't move
mackerel.
Too much.
That's a lot of wind.
Yeah, dude.
Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it
did that for about an hour, hour and a half, and it was like 68 up at Santa Rosa, 61 at Nick, almost 60 at Catalina. It's like, holy crap.
Unbelievable.
I'm glad we weren't anchored up there, Mark.
Yeah.
you know, we've had some rough nights, Jamie, but I think that would have been world class.
That would have been top class.
Yeah, but anyway, guys, it's trying to bounce back out there. And Catalina, you know, before that win, it's been trying so hard to get going. I mean, conditions have been good, and then we get one of these winds, and it kind of rolls things over and slows it back down. But I had multiple reports from last week about some good scores on all the major players. Y'all was big halibut, some tanker-grade sea bass spread all over the island. And additionally, there's been some squid reports. I talked to one of my buddies in a commercial fleet, and little dabs of squid. No, no big volume, but little dabs of squid here and there, just about all over the backside of that island. And interestingly enough, a lot of the fish that were caught last weekend was not necessarily squid fish. Some of that big yellow was caught on mackerels, both on the front side and the back side. So that bodes well. And then offshore, those guys looking around, you know, last weekend there was interesting. That bluefin showed up, and, of course, it's got hit hard with the weather, but there's good coverage on it again today. So hopefully they get it relocated and it starts biting. And if you're fishing along the coast here, guys, you see a little bird school, you definitely want a fly line of squid into it or a jig mackerel combination. Do not be surprised if you hook a 60-pounder. Some of that big coastal sea bass is starting to show a little bit better. So looks like a nice weekend, and for the next few days, it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, Mark, and I got to tell you, we're so thrilled to have you a part of Let's Talk Hookup, whether it be on our stream, on our app, or on the radio. It's many, many years in the going, and we're going to continue to do that. So be assured that to our listeners that Mark Wish will be here.
Yeah, it's what a fun ride. Somebody was asking me the other day, I can't hardly even count that. It's like 27 years almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's going to be 27 years in September.
Well, I remember, Mark, when we were working on, we had a six-pack boat that I worked second for him, and he'd run up to the bow and do the show in the morning when we were catching sea bass on the back of the boat.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to call in from a saxophone when we had the Saturday trip.
Yeah, right there on the squid grounds.
That's pretty cool.
Indeed. You learned from some from a guy that knows his stuff. There's no doubt about that.
Learned a lot from Mark. Yep.
Yeah.
All good, Mark.
Well, of course,
fishdope.com, Jamie.
Yeah, fishdope.com has the stuff. They have all the information on the yellow, on the sea bass, and everything else. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number is 740-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I'll send you a picture of this tank I delivered yesterday. Bright red.
Nice. That's going to stand out.
You know, Ricky, this would be perfect for you since you're getting up in advanced age. This tank is going to sit on the swim step of a cutwater, and it's got a little folding seat so you can have the seat either pointing forward in the cockpit or pointing aft off the swim step, so you can sit there on the swim step with your feet on the rail, drinking a beer, just reaching into the bait tank a foot away from it.
How about that?
Sign me up, bro.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
All right, Mark. Great job, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, you got it, guys.
Thanks,
we'll
Mark.
See you, Mark.
All right, let's continue on with our Catchport. Head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to Marcos. Marcos, was the yellowtail fishing as good as we hoped it would be?
When we got out there, it was. Unfortunately, we did have some weather that kind of came through there, but very good fishing. Early in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, they took the day off to the weather. Thursday, went back down. 41 anglers had limits to the yellowtail. Unfortunately, they're a little low yesterday with the weather. They took the day off, and they are back down there today. So the fact that we had that weather go through and they still caught limits and they're back down there again is a good sign. So very good yellowtail fishing there. Yeah, these guys, Captain Matt and Captain Ryan, are doing a great job. So definitely check the website for the schedule for the San Diego. Their full-day trips are running just about every day. C4thLanding.com. If you don't want to spend the whole day out there, you just don't have time, or maybe you have some people that are new to fishing, the half day is a very good option right now, too. Very good bottom fishing on there. Looks like we're having some better weather now. That's kind of calming down. It's a really nice day out there. Again, the new C4 schedule online there. You can make reservations straight on the website there. You can always call the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you on a trip. In addition to those half day and full days, we have a day and a half going down looking for some of those bluefin. Got a couple of charters out there, so lots of boats out there. Hopefully we get some more good reports back, and it's that time. Fishing's just getting better here. The weather's starting to get a little bit more consistent. Definitely time to get your gear out, get it ready if you haven't already, and get ready to do some fishing.
No doubt, Marcos. You should note when, you know, Captain Matt Brawla had those limits of yellowtail, like, it's a nice grade of yellowtails. It's cornered all
the
time, too. No, I mean, you know, there were some times in the past couple of years when there was some of that, you know, small, even micro-grade yellowtail, and that's definitely not what's being caught right now. It's limits of really nice-grade yellowtails. Perfect jig fish.
Exactly, and from the sounds of things, those yo-yo irons are still working, but they're also catching them on surface irons, fly line, drop loop. It sounds like just they're ready to bite.
So
they took
cool.
the winter off, and they're ready to get on the boat.
That sounds good to us, buddy. Well, great job, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. One more time, shoot us the info if somebody wants to book a trip and come fishing with you.
seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there. You can make reservations online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear set up in the tackle shop there, and get out fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Catch Sport today, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed a BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you pump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange, Wilson Marine. I know it's a really cool product, and Pete, you talked about it last time. But the thing that I think is so cool is if you leave your boat in the water, the Wi-Fi options that they have now to send you information.
I can look
like,
at my boat field research right now on my phone, and I can bring it up and see exactly what's going on in the bilge, what the temperature of the engine room is, and if the bilge pump went off in recent times.
That's what I think is so cool.
And the battery levels, too. If I left something on in the boat, I can tell what the battery levels are and how much amperage is going through the system. It's pretty awesome. It's a very reassuring peace of mind thing.
And just that you know how many times your bilge just cycled when you were gone at the boat. You know, I mean, you just wouldn't know when you come down there. I mean, that thing could have been running all night, and you step on the boat, and there's no water, and you don't think twice. And you could look at your phone and realize, hey, man, my bilge pump cycled four times in the last hour. Something's going on.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, that's huge.
No. BlueBGI.com. Check it out. They've got great systems. Now, I got a funny story for you. So, and by the way, there was one line.
Yeah,
but
not
now
anymore.
It's full at 877-792-1090. When we got the news about the Mighty 1090 going off the air temporarily, my brother-in-law, John, who is with me in El Salto, says, but what is Doug from Montebello going to do? Well, I'll tell you what, Doug from Montebello is going to listen on the app, right, Doug?
What's up, Doug?
Hi. My question for you guys right now, the size yellowtail, the Jigmaster too small to handle going down the yo-yoing for the yellowtail right now?
Say it one more time.
The
Doug.
Jigmaster. The Jigmaster for yo-yoing. Is that a suitable reel for to do a yo-yo iron?
I mean, they're fishing anywhere from like what, 150 to 2 something. I mean.
The reel isn't too small.
Yeah.
Is it the ideal reel? No. You know, yo-yo jig fishing, you want your lure moving fast. The reel is a perfectly acceptable size. I mean, there's still probably been more yellowtail caught on a Jigmaster than just about anything. The reel's been around, you know, whatever, since the 50s or something. The biggest problem you're going to get yourself is gear ratio. A Jigmaster is a 4-to-1 gear ratio. Most of the reels that we're fishing with nowadays are 5-to-1s and 6-to-1s, and you know, all the Shimano, you know, Star Drag reels are 6.2-to-1. So it's a speed thing. You're going to want to turn the handle a little faster, and you're certainly not going to get the same torque, you know, out of a Pen 500 that you will out of a Jigmaster. But is that reel too small? Absolutely not. They have been and will continue to be caught on a Jigmaster, no doubt about it. There's just a lot easier, nicer ways to go about it.
Yeah, and just like changing from the radio to the Let's Talk Hookup app,
there you go.
It's time for a new reel, Doug.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Now, by the way, what on Seasoned Sport Fishing, what do you guys, so if you're yo-yo fishing, you've got all the Shimano gear, what are you putting in the hands of your passengers?
We're fishing a lot of Talica 10s.
Talica 10s.
Talica 10s, yep.
Yeah, for yo-yo fishing.
For yo-yo, yeah, and Trinidad 20s. So.
Trinidad 20s.
Yep.
Yeah,
Star
good
drag.
Stuff.
No doubt about it. That's good gear. Well,
yeah,
that's
great.
Let's go.
No doubt about it.
Leave
yeah.
myself in the garage.
One line open right now, 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to RJ, calling us from Menifee this morning. What's up, RJ? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
What's up, RJ?
Okay.
Good.
All right. Jamie, I've been following you since the music production days and DJ days.
Oh, cool, man.
And my question, my question is, how did the two worlds meet, music and fishing? And my second question is, who does your artwork, because it's amazing?
Oh, well, thanks, man. Thank you so much for all the support all these years, from the transition from, you know, radio to, you know, this, to my music, to fishing. So, you know, when both worlds collide, was just both passions for me. Music's always been a passion. Fishing's always been a passion. Being an entrepreneur, I kind of went with both. When the music thing was slowing down back in 2006 and 7, what am I going to do now? My degree was in recording engineering. My love has been fishing. you know, so I kind of went and got my ticket and you know, worked on the sport boats in high school. So I had my sea time.
That's pretty cool, man.
So.
Yeah, and so are you still in the music business?
I am, yeah, still doing records. You know, it's become more, let's say, of a hobby, just because I love the art, the whole, you know, deal of producing vinyl. So it's more of an art thing, and yeah. So.
Wait a minute, producing vinyl? You still produce vinyl?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
The radio's not going anywhere.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So vinyl's not going anywhere either. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, it's here, it's etched in time.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we're still produce records, and yeah.
It's cool that the thing that was your main focus now probably is the thing that is your release, you know, and not that you need a release from fishing, but you've got a lot of things. You got multiple boats and captains and people. And
a lot
of
moving parts.
And family that you're taking care of. So now you get to do what was your job becomes your stress reliever.
Absolutely.
Probably puts a different spin on what your production was before.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool the way it's all kind of, you know,
for sure
came through.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question there. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. I have a question before we jump back in the phones calls. Is why Parker? You've got a whole fleet of Parker boats.
Yeah, good question.
You know, family owned business, Linwood Parker. I mean, the boats are proven and tested. I mean, I've had our 2520 for 13 seasons. It's a fishing machine.
It is.
You know, they don't have the bells and whistles maybe a lot of other, you know, manufacturers put on their boats, but they're stripped down and, you know, they've proven, I mean, they just fish. They're a comfortable ride. You know, we have all deep holes, so, you know, deep Vs, and they're proven machines.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Kevin up at the West Coast Marine.
Absolutely the greatest
Now in Costa Mesa and now in San Diego, too, by the way. The San Diego location's open and operating.
And I've been speaking to them for a long time, Gonzalo, on the motor side of it. You guys need to come down here. There's room down here because, you know, I look in our marina and all I see is Yamaha outboards.
Yep.
And
there's
a reason, yeah. And me being down here, and yeah, so it's good to have those guys come down.
Huge. We joked that, you know, we bought our boat because it was stripped down. You know, I mean, it's stripped down in the right way. Like, there's a lot of frill stuff that people put on there that doesn't do you a lot of help. And the biggest thing, you know, that we love on our Parker, like you said, it's super heavy duty, it's commercial grade. But when we hit the 5 mile an hour zone until we hit the fuel dock, our boat's clean. You know what I mean? You know, it's a 15-minute job to get that thing looking brand new again. There's no, like, special little cracks and areas for things to hide. There's no big pads everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of teak. There's no teak.
Heavy-duty.
Yeah, what's great about it, it's a blank canvas when you get that boat. So
great analogy.
Yeah, everybody designs it the way they want to or just leaves it stock. So
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's Parker is a wonderful boat, both in and out of the water, on a trailer or in the water.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that actually, you know, come and fish with us before they make a purchase, you know, on a Parker. You know,
great idea.
Yeah, no kidding. It's the way to do it.
You know, instead of going and spending, you know, however much a new one costs or whatever you're looking for, you know, come fish one of the boats and, you know, see how it rides, see how it fishes.
What a cool idea. I mean, you could, if the guys are trying to decide between a 23 and a 25, you could book two trips with you, see the holes on both.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Randy? Randy's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Randy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. This is really good to hear Jamie on the radio. It's fun.
So you're up in my neck of woods, Randy.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Hey, I got a question for you, though. When it comes to networking your boats, do you guys network with, like, Dwayne and that kind of stuff? Do you network with other small boat operations?
You know, we network with everyone. Anybody that ever has a question for me, the way we look at it, I mean, we definitely have our code group, you know, boats that we work with. But, you know, somebody that wants to call that has some questions about where to go, we're always my phone's always on, you know what I mean? So we're always here to help. Yeah, I mean, Dwayne worked for us for 8 years. I mean, we definitely work with Dwayne, some of the bigger boats, some of the smaller boats. So, yeah, we try to keep a network. But anybody that's ever interested in, you know, maybe, you know, questions of where to go type thing, my phone line is always open. So.
Like we said at the beginning of the show, you don't stick around for 13 years, have multiple boats, and end up at the places like Dana Landing and out Fisherman's Landing without doing things the right way and, again, having the right network of people to work with.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question there.
Yeah,
Appreciate that very much. Bart Hall is on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning, Pete and Rick and JB. How are you?
Morning, Bart.
Great.
Bart, great.
Good morning. I just wanted you to know that you're coming in loud and clear on the app on the way to Bakersfield.
All right. So, what the heck are you going to Bakersfield for?
Well, I'm going to a funeral, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That's okay. The lovely person who ran that fairgrounds for 40 years passed away, and so we're going to pay our respects. But we're listening to you on the way up, and the app is working perfectly.
All right, great, Mark. And that's our backbone, and that's going to continue to be our backbone. And we'll have a radio station. We certainly hope it's the Mighty 1090, like we say, but we have several suitors online in case that doesn't work out. But we should know a lot in the next week here. But we're always going to be there on the app for you, Bart.
Well, Mike thinks this is a blessing in disguise. Is it might get you to embrace the app in an even bigger way, because that's the future.
Yes, I agree 100%. No question about it.
And by the way, Jamie, I don't think you and I have ever talked about this, but I have several thousand hours in the studio, so I'm very fond of good recording artists.
Oh, that's awesome. We got to sit down and have lunch sometime.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'd love to.
and speaking of Mike Lum. Mike is the guy that told me about getting an app. He said, you got to do this, and you got to get on it. And so we were fortunate enough to connect with the right people, and a year ago we have our own app.
It's so easy. Here I am driving in the car. It sounds clear. There's no static. I'm not worried about it. It's fantastic. I'm a long way away from the signal from 1090 right now.
That's awesome.
No doubt about it. And here's a cool thing. If you have technology in your car, a more modern car, and the technology, you just go to your sources button, and you can actually pick your, if you have your phone connected to your car, you can actually go to the sources button and actually run the Mighty 1090 app through your regular stereo like it was on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, and it's an easy thing
to
do. I do it on my car all the time. So, Bart, appreciate that very much, and thanks for the call, and we'll look forward to seeing you real soon. I might add, too, that Mike Lum is going to be in San Diego tomorrow, day at the docks. Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, is going to have probably one of their biggest fundraisers, and they have some great things going on, including the used tackle sale, which is a huge deal.
It's their biggest, you know, it's their biggest deal for Day at the Docks. It's really fun. It's the giant used tackle sale. Mike said it's the biggest ever. They have the single most inventory they've ever had for sale, and basically all year long we compile all the rods and reels that people are done fishing with. You know, I upgraded the new Trinidad A's and my gold Trinidads. You know, I'm going to donate them and send some kids fishing with the money. So all of that used tackle gets collected, from $5 reels to $500 reels and everything in between, and it all gets sold at Day at the Docks. It's the giant used tackle sale. It starts at 8 o'clock, and in addition to the killer deals you're going to get on used tackle, Day at the Docks is also the kickoff for the Reel a Week giveaway, the 2019 Reel a Week. Mike was telling me that this year the reel average value is $400.
Woo!
Yeah, it's a really cool promotion. Tickets are only $25 a piece. There's 31 different drawings. So 31 drawings, one reel per week. Only 1,500 tickets get sold, period. Once they're gone, they're out. They don't add anymore. So your odds are great at winning a reel. And as a special bonus, everybody that buys a ticket for Reel a Week at Day at the Docks, if that ticket that you purchased gets one, you also win a pair of Accurate Piranha pliers.
Wow!
Only for tickets sold at Day at the Docks.
At the Docks.
So once
tomorrow.
Day at the Docks is over, yeah, tomorrow, that's your only shot to do it. So again, every ticket at Day at the Docks that is pulled as a winner will, in addition to their reel, win a pair of those Accurate Piranha pliers and the huge tackle sale for Rollo. It's just going to be a rad fun day at Day at the Docks tomorrow.
And of course, all that money goes to taking kids fishing.
You got it.
Yep, and it's fantastic. So Mike Lum, amazing guy, and go see the guys at Day at the Docks tomorrow at the San Diego Landing. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about Troy in Fontana is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up with us. Hi, Troy.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Jamie. You know, actually, my favorite way of listening to Let's Talk Hook Up is while I'm on hold waiting to talk to you guys.
Fantastic.
Sounds good, Troy.
Yeah, so I had a question for Jamie. First, a comment. I think your website is beautiful. I love all the pictures, videos. I was looking at it, the calendar on there, and all the feedback and reviews are great. Awesome. My question is, what's the difference on the fishability or catchability of the three boats? I know you got the three Parkers, and they all do half day, three quarter day, full day. Like, do they go to different places, or what's the catchability between each boat? Like, so, how would I choose which one to use?
Yeah, that's a great question, and sometimes it's kind of hard to read through that, and so that question comes across, you know, my email or my phone quite often. So basically, we start with the three boats. You have the 23 that we take two or three anglers. The 25 we take three to four anglers, and then our biggest boat, the 34, we take four to five anglers. So all the boats do anything from a half day to a full day. The big boat will do overnight trips. So gauging from, like, let's just say in the offshore season, our 23 will fish offshore no problem. It's the same hole as the 25. It's a deep V. It's a really heavy center console. It's an awesome boat to fish, you know, the surface iron, jig fish like that, as well as bait fish. So they're all upgraded with, you know, extra big Pacific Edge bait tanks for Mark in Huntington Beach. So, you know, we take a lot
best
of bait.
Best bait tank available.
Best bait tank available. So we take a lot of bait. So it's just basically price point and how many anglers you might have in your party. So,
all right.
I dig it.
That's cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Before we move into our next phone call, I want to mention that Whalers Cove Lodge.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful place. Our trip in August 13th through 17th, that I'm going on, like my wife's going on it, and some great people, Harold Davis, co-sponsors the trip. They had a cancellation for four guided spots.
Oh, cool.
It's been sold out for a year.
Yeah.
And
probably will be next week, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to go with us to Whalers Cove Lodge, one of my favorite places to go to, it's such a wonderful destination, and a place you can take your non-fishing significant other, whether it be your wife or your husband or whatever, your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. This is a place you can go, and if you don't want to fish all day, you're 10 minutes from the lodge and you're back. You see whales, you see incredible sights. It's a classic Alaska experience.
It is everything you think of. Like the lodge is very, you know, frontierish with, you know, log cabiny and, you know, killer, you know, chairs made of like knotty pine out front. And the biggest thing about Whalers Cove, especially taking maybe somebody who's not a hardcore fisher person but wants a fun Alaska experience, is the weather is like the best ever up there.
Yeah.
You're way up inside the Inland Passage. You're still fishing everything saltwater, halibut and rock cod and all the salmon and everything. I would say a true 9.5 times out of 10, the water is as flat as it would be inside San Diego. It's calmer than San Diego Bay. And I always joke that we went last year and the wind came up a little bit, and there was what truly was probably a 2-foot wind chop. And our guide was like, I mean, we can, you know, we can keep going if you guys want, but this is a rough day, man. I'm dead serious. I'm like, this is San Diego Bay on a Saturday afternoon in the wind, and they were totally serious. He goes, this will be top three rough days we have of the year. And I mean, it is flat.
It's
always
unbelievable.
So somebody,
and the fishing's incredible.
If somebody's susceptible to motion sickness, the boats are big and it's flat calm, but you still get a full true Alaska rad experience.
Yep.
It's such a cool place.
Yeah, it is. So that's August 13th through 17th, absolutely prime time for the Silver Salmon Run, which they're famous for. King salmon, Alaskan halibut, rockfish. I mean, you saw those pictures of lingcod I caught last year. There's
the
no
calendar.
Better lingcod fishing than it is up at Whalers Cove. And it's all in that MC slug. That thing's unbelievable.
Magic.
But you want to go, WhalersCoveLodge.com, or give Jay a call in the office there at 800-423-3123. A spot for two, a spot for four, up to four people. But if you can only have you and a friend, that's fine too.
That's huge. One of the, like you said, you have to take advantage, because it will, you know, it was sold out and it will be sold out again.
Yeah.
We would just rather a bud slide in there than anybody else. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more with Jamie from Season. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past 6 seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right, hey, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show is coming, the Newport Boat Show, celebrating 46 years as the premier yacht show in the West.
It's a beautiful. The Newport Boat Show is the ultimate location for big boats. You can spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West with more than 200 boats.
More than 200 boats. Think of yachts, trawlers, sport fishers, everything, sailboats. And new product ranges, services, makes owning and operating a big boat more enjoyable.
You're going to find a wide range of new products. It's a great time. April 25th through the 28th at Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, it's Thursday from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Admission just $15. Kids in 12 and under are free, and active military units, free off-site parking and shuttle. For more information on the Newport Boat Show, it's the big one, go to NewportInWaterBoatShow.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRRX 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
I want to thank Brandon, who's covering for Adam. Adam's on vacation this weekend. And those of you that listen to the Let's Talk Hookup archives, I'm in charge of posting today.
Okay.
So it's going to take a few minutes extra because Adam's our man on it. But Brandon's doing a great job.
Thanks, Brandon.
And thanks for being there for us, Brandon, and appreciate that. But the archives will be up very soon, sometime today, and, of course, after the show tomorrow, live from Day at the Ducks. Let's go live to the Royal Polaris. Captain Roy Rose is on the line. What's up, Roy?
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. You guys hear me okay?
You got loud and clear.
Sound great, Roy. Good morning.
Oh, good. Oh, no, well, we're scratching away down here. It's been a tough scratch on the tuna. It's been anywhere from 6 to, I think our best day's been 16 fish, but there's some nice ones around. We've landed 8 that are over 200 pounds, one of them, which is the largest one's a 303. And we've been scratching that Wahoo. We got about 160 Wahoo so far. But overall, we've been scratching fish every day. Like I said, the tunas, The tip is a little tough, but when you get one, if you can get it through the sharks, it's a nice one. So, anyway, that's what we got going for us. We did stop on the way down. We had very good yellowtail fishing, fish half day. Got a lot of 45 to 45 pound fish. Oof. At the rocks on the way down just to break up the ride. So, we've had some action, but we'd like a few more tuna.
Sure, you know, but that is the beauty of long-range trips, and that's why you go for long stretches is, you know, not every trip is wide open, but when you keep scratching away and keep scratching away, next thing you know, you turn around and you got the holds full of big, giant yellowfins, Roy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I know. I'm just back off of 2 months, so I'm like jonesing, like, oh, man, so this is what it's like?
Wow, yeah. No,
I've been fishing freshwater bass.
Yeah, Roy wants it full throttle all the time, and I'm right there with him.
Yeah, well, having the addition of Jeff DuBois now on the boat gives you a little extra time to go freshwater bass fishing, right, Roy?
That's exactly it.
That's cool.
That's exactly it.
That's cool, buddy.
Jeff's a very happy guy. I talked to Jeff the other day, and he's just so thrilled to be working with you and Frank on the Royal Polaris, and such a great addition to the Royal Polaris crew for sure. And, hey, Roy, if somebody wants to go fishing with you guys, you got any spots?
You know what? You can check for the rest of the summer schedule. If you want to give him a call, there you go, Monica. At office, 619-226-8030, and see if there's any spots left there for you to come on out and get in on some good fishing, I hope.
Fantastic. All right, Captain Roy Rose live from the Royal Polaris. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that tuna fishing turns on big time for you. Appreciate the call this morning from the Royal Polaris down on the lower banks for sure. All right. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information this week. Bluefin tuna, yellowtail, and a lot more. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Speaking of Western Outdoor News, got to give a big thanks to Pat McDonald, too, who, you know, from the very beginning, just because I know he's a 1090 fan and listens to sports programming as well as Let's Talk Hookup, and he was one of the first people to get the word out about how the stream was still available.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, before, literally when I got home to kind of start to spread the word, Pat had already shared amongst a bunch of people, hey, man, Let's Talk Hookup is still here to stay, and
right,
you still catch him. So I just want to say thanks to Pat for having our back and spreading the word out there.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Appreciate that very much.
And the first guy I got to let me know that he was listening this morning was Uncle Al, the sports barber.
Uncle Al, sports barber.
He wanted you to know that he was steady listening and spreading the word to everybody, and he's been fishing calicos in Dana Point and keeping them honest. So.
All right. Yeah, you know Uncle Al.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jamie is a Dana Point guy.
That's
and,
right.
Uncle Al's a legend there, the
legend.
Sports barber right
yep.
there. In Dana Point, the world's greatest barber.
You got it, buddy. Well, the phones are 100% packed full. Everybody's dying to talk to Jamie. Let's jump right back in and talk to Mike, who's calling us from Chino this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Pete, Rick, and I just want to say the app is the bomb. There's nothing like it, and appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I got a question for Jamie. You're a charter. It's a four-pack charter. If I don't have three other guys, do you, like, fit the person, like myself, who's calling as a single guy with a group that doesn't quite have the like, six-pack or four-pack, so maybe I have three people, you could put me in with the four-pack or what?
Yeah, that's a great question on the open party side of our charters, yeah. So I always tell guys that if you're just a single, give me a call. Let me do a date or dates that you possibly want to fish. We have, you know, a full list of singles and doubles that all
great.
I do is I put it up on the website like on a Monday, and we can fill it in like a week's time. So if there's a date that you want, we can put it down on the calendar and, you know, get an email out on, you know, the social media side and you know, through our website and get two or three others to fish with you.
And they'll also put it up on the Fisherman's Landing
and
website.
And Fisherman's
too.
Landing, yep,
yeah.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, so that's cool. So if you only have yourself and you want to get an open party trip, just get a hold of Jamie and put it together.
And we're excited about, yeah, partnering up with Fisherman's Landing on this side to really push those open party trips this year and be able to come home from a trip and have that last spot full. So
that's cool.
What's so cool is, you know, an operation like yours, if you're in a position like Mike is where you don't have a group, you often just don't get to take advantage of the four-pack experience like you provide. You know, the killer boat, fast, great bait, you know, yours is like a you know, a premium operation with tackle and everything like that, but you just often don't get a chance to do that with one ticket at a time. And this is that's about the only way I know of to do, you know, constant open party, you know, opportunities on a small, you know, premium pro, you know, deal like that. That's great.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you say something like that, because guys that will come out as a single, being a small boat operation, you become friends with the guys that are on the open party trips, and I see a charter and charters after, again, that group. So it's really cool to see, like, you know.
You mean like an open party group
become a charter group.
Like,
exactly, yeah.
Three guys didn't know each other when they started, but, hey, man, I dig fishing with you. You guys just want to book the boat up
next
month? That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And 9 times out of 10, that really does happen, and you've been a single guy, and here you are. You've got 3 other guys. You can, you know, charter the boat a couple times a year.
There's some new fishing boats.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Also, line open at 858-457-1090.
How about Bob in Huntington Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Bob?
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a couple of questions for Jamie. First is the accommodations. If I have my family come out, 4 people, and do an overnight trip. And the second question is, do you plan on a sea keeper for the big boat?
Those are two great, great questions. We've already been talking to sea keeper on the 34. It's going to take a little bit of cutting and dicing, but, yeah, there's room for that. That would be an addition, yeah, that we would be the last bell and whistle on that boat. We could probably get on it, would be a sea keeper.
So you've already got a sonar. What's left? You
right.
Know? Wow. That's great.
Yeah, so.
You have a sonar on that 34?
Yeah, yeah, we got a PHT-70, so it's yeah, pretty cool. But, yeah, so sea keeper is definitely in the cards at some point.
Man, that'd be sweet.
We just got to kind of hack the salon up a little bit to get it in.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It changes your life.
Yeah.
I can tell you
that.
So
yeah, if you fished on a boat that has one, it's a game changer.
It is a game changer, no doubt about it. I can tell you firsthand, no question. Let's go ahead and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if this question's already been asked or if you've talked about it, but I want to ask Jamie how you guys handle the fish when it gets on the deck, if you offer fillets service, and if you guys provide all the tackle.
That's a couple good questions. Yeah, we kind of touched on all the tackle. Yeah, the tackle's all provided. Pretty much all your fish cleaning's provided. So all our fish basically get, bucket bled into a, you know, saltwater brine in our kill box and kill bags, until the end of the day. And, if you want to take it whole, you're more than welcome to take it whole, or we cut all your fish for you and send you home with fillets. So.
That's awesome.
Yep.
You had mentioned the, like I said, we went over it earlier, but the tackle not only is provided, but premium tackle. Shimano Talikas, Trinidads, Therese rods, the highest of high end.
Yeah, highest of the high end. And again, we're very blessed to be partners with Shimano and be able to put that type of gear in our customers' hands on a day to day basis. So
that's cool. Hey, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Don in Woodland Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys, good morning, and I'm calling you on the app in Lebanon, Oregon.
Wow, okay, fantastic.
Right on, Don.
Yep. Hey, Jamie, a question for you. Do you guys get a chance to go after some of the white sea bass? And if you do, what kind of rigs do you set up?
You know, that's a good question. We started this operation where I would do half the year up in Orange County fishing a lot of Santa Barbara Island, Catalina Island, sea bass in the spring, and then we would move the operation down in the summertime to fish down in San Diego. So, yeah, we definitely do, quite a bit of sea bass in the spring. On the last 4 or 5 years, we've had a lot of bluefin around, so it's kind of like when the customer calls and they want to catch bluefin. So we've been doing a lot of that the last few years. But, we fish a Trinidad 20, with 65 braid, with a 40-pound fluoro top shot, with a slider, with a 7 or 8 hooky hook for our, fishing live squid. So that's kind of in our dropper loop setups.
Yeah, indeed.
Cool. Our kelp cutter rigs, yep.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Don. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of Power Pro, I had the first opportunity to use the Power Pro Super 8 Slick version 2
right.
And the Tranx 200 as well as the SLX down at El Salto. First of all, that Power Pro version 2, unbelievable.
Done deal.
30 pounds on a bass reel.
When I fished all day Barrett, too.
Yeah.
That is the best casting line I think they've ever made.
Tranx 200, unbelievable. the SLX for a $100 reel.
Well,
that thing
good.
Is amazing.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, so yeah, Shimano just does it right.
Yep. Yeah, that promotion they had at Del Mar where you got a rod and a reel for $100 was the most insane
and
thing
it's a
ever.
Good reel.
It really is.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah, it was really good
for sure. And those of you that missed it. Sorry.
Yeah, and again, I want to remind everybody, too, that opportunity we talked about earlier in the show with the Let's Talk Hookup app for Day at the Docks tomorrow. Literally, just come by the booth, show us that you've got the Let's Talk Hookup app, or just hand us your phone. We'll download it for you.
Every single
person is going to get into a drawing to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Lining Tackle at Day at the Docks tomorrow.
Well, if you're not tech savvy and you want us to show you how to use the app, it's so simple. We can show you in a matter of 30 seconds.
Yeah, there'll be people in the booth just hanging out with us. If you want to come by, you know, and literally hand us your phone. We'll dial it in for you.
Yep.
And you're going to get a chance to get a $100 shopping spree at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, we'll be there for you for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Luke in Fullerton is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Luke?
Good morning, Luke.
Hello. Hey, good morning, guys. Nice. Hey, comes in loud and clear, guys.
Oh, Lou. Lou in Fullerton.
It's Lou.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up,
very
Lou?
Good, Lou.
I got you guys on the app. Hey, good morning, everybody. Jamie, on your charters, you know, guys bring their own food aboard. Can they bring a six-pack as well, or you're not allowing liquor, hard beer on the boat?
You know, we don't mind alcohol on the boat. I mean, we definitely obviously like to see the liquor stay off the boat. You know, if you're going to bring beer, you're more than welcome to bring that. We just say cans, obviously, no glass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
just
so
beer.
Exactly. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they come down the dock with 260 packs, and we don't make it out of the harbor and somebody's feeling ill. So, you know, we see guys bring a lot of beer that don't drink a lot of beer. You know, we're obviously a fishing operation, and everybody that's on the boat is a crew member on the small boat. So
sure.
We need everybody to, you know, participate in making our day successful. So, you know, we kind of like to save our beers for on the way home.
There you go. All right. But it is allowed on the boat.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Good news, Lou. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Good to you.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. How about next that we talk to Dana? Dana's calling from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Dana? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Is a question. Related to fishing for yellowtail
you're breaking up, Dana. I don't know what happened there. Your phone's breaking up there, but let's try and sneak one more quick call in to Brian in Harupa Valley.
What's up, Brian?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I was just wondering how Jamie would set up I got a Talica 25 with a Seeker rail rod and a 16 on a Terran Moon Heavy, and I'm going on a 3-day trip on the Shogun the 1st of May. And I was wondering how you would set up for the bluefin with those rods.
You know, I'd probably, you know, we'd probably put 80-pound Power Pro on it, you know, and obviously get on the boat and kind of see what, you know, fluoro or what, you know, basically your crew is going to have you, you know, size hook that, you know, bait that your guys are going to be fishing. But I would probably suggest that on that reel.
Rick?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'd put 80-pound Max Q on that Talica 16, and I'd fish 100-pound on that Tac 25, and that's the beauty of that setup is you just get to adjust your top shot according to what's going on. You might end up fishing your Tac 25 as a flat fall rig and your Tac 16 as a bait rig, or vice versa. You might be fishing a torpedo sinker and a hook and a rubber band rig for bluefin with your Tac 25. As long as you got 100-pound on your big rig, 80-pound on your smaller, you can make any adjustment you need based on how the fishing goes.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves all kinds of prizes, including that full season's hat, shirt, sweatshirt, and Liberty trip, as well as the lunch bag special from Fisherman's Processing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time, the big winners today, giving away some great prizes. Okay, starting with the Season Sport Fishing Package, which includes a killer hat from Jamie, a really nice season shirt, and a season sweatshirt, as well as a full-day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. That's all going to Ralph in Menifee. Ralph, congratulations. Then the Fisherman's Processing Lunch Bag Special, including a pound of smoked fish, your choice of jerky, and your choice of their killer cheese inside of an insulated bag. That's going to Mark in Santee. Again, Mark, you'll need to pick that up from Sean and the guys at Fish Pros at Day at the Docks on Sunday.
Yep, tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Day at the Docks.
Yeah,
indeed. Yeah. And Jamie, you'll be there, Day at the Docks,
we'll
right?
We'll be there, yep. Excited,
yeah.
Yep.
Have your boats down there, and so you can check out Season Sport Fishing. But if somebody wants to book a trip, whether it be a spot on an open party trip or a full charter on any of your three boats with Season Sport Fishing, how do they do it?
You can give us a call at 714-206-6146 or check us out online on our real-time calendar at www.seasonssportfishing.com.
All right, so you have a calendar. You can see what's open and what's not.
Real-time, yep.
That's really cool. All right, Jamie,
great
thanks
job,
for being
Jamie.
Here.
Thanks,
we'll see
thanks,
you tomorrow
thanks for
at
having
Day at
guys.
The Dock. Hey, I want to throw out a huge thank you to our listeners. Obviously, we have proven that the app and the streaming is a success. Thanks to all the callers and thanks to all of you that tuned in today. And, we hope that our suture is bright here on the Mighty 1090, and as well, it'll always be there on the app, and we'll keep you informed both on our social media, our Facebook, Instagram, as well as other media sources, all our partners in the media business. We'll keep you informed on what's going on with our new or current radio home, but we're always going to be there for you on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. And tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live at Day at the Docks. We're going to have a great show. Corey Sandin, my co-host, and myself will be there. Ricky will be there, too, but he'll be running around. He'll be the guy running around like a chicken, running
great.
All around with Fisherman's Landing Tackle tomorrow. And we're going to have Fred Huber as a guest on the show, along with a lot of other people there at Day at the Docks. It's going to be a great day, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll be giving away 10 pair of tickets to the Newport Boat Show just for stepping
Ooh,
up and
nice.
Saying, I want those tickets, and giving away a lot of other stuff for the Step Up to the Mic guys, too. And, of course, your phone calls, too. But I want to thank Brandon for filling in for Adam today. Thank you, Brandon, for very much. And thank you again for all your support and all the sponsor support on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.